Persuasion Engineering by Richard Bandler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Persuasion Engineering by Richard Bandler is a book that explores the power of persuasion and how it can be used to influence people. The book provides an in-depth look at the techniques, strategies, and tactics of persuasive communication. It also examines how these methods can be applied to various situations such as sales, marketing, negotiations, public speaking, and more. The book begins with an introduction to persuasion engineering, which explains what it is and why it's important. It then goes into detail about the different types of persuasive messages, including verbal messages, words, nonverbal messages, body language, visual messages, images, and auditory messages, sounds. Each type of message is discussed in depth so readers understand how they work together to create effective persuasive communications. The next section focuses on understanding your audience so you know what kind of message will resonate with them most effectively. This includes looking at their values, beliefs, attitudes, and motivations, as well as their demographic characteristics such as age group or gender. Once this information has been gathered, then you can craft a message that speaks directly to them. The third section looks at specific techniques for creating powerful persuasive communications, such as using stories or metaphors, making use of humor, utilizing repetition, employing emotional appeals, leveraging authority figures, using visuals effectively, incorporating music or sound effects, building rapport through body language cues like eye contact or gestures, establishing credibility through facts/data/testimonials, etc., providing incentives for action, etc. Finally, there are chapters devoted to applying persuasion engineering in real-world scenarios such as sales presentations, job interviews, political campaigns, etc., plus tips on avoiding common mistakes when trying to persuade someone else. There are also case studies included throughout the book which provide examples from successful persuaders who have used these techniques successfully. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the client. Understand the client's needs and wants in order to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize. In order to create an effective persuasive message, it is important to understand the client's needs and wants. Main idea number two. Use language to influence. Utilize language to influence the client's thinking and behavior. Summarize. Language can be used to influence the client's thinking and behavior in order to create a persuasive message. Main idea number three. Establish rapport. Establish a connection with the client in order to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize. Establishing a connection with the client is essential in order to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number four. Utilize metaphors. Use metaphors to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize. Metaphors can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number five. Use visualization. Visualize the desired outcome in order to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize. Visualizing the desired outcome is important in order to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number six. Utilize questions. Ask questions to the client in order to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize. Asking questions to the client is essential in order to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number seven. Utilize stories. Use stories to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize. Stories can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number eight. Utilize humor. Use humor to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize. Humor can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 9. Utilize emotions. Use emotions to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, emotions can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 10. Utilize repetition. Repeat key points in order to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, repeating key points is important in order to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 11. Utilize contrasts. Use contrasts to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, contrasts can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 12. Utilize examples. Use examples to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, examples can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 13. Utilize analogies. Use analogies to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, analogies can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 14. Utilize visual aids. Use visual aids to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, visual aids can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 15. Utilize statistics. Use statistics to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, statistics can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 16. Utilize testimonials. Use testimonials to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, testimonials can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 17. Utilize demonstrations. Use demonstrations to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, demonstrations can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 18. Utilize endorsements. Use endorsements to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, endorsements can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 19. Utilize comparisons. Use comparisons to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, comparisons can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 20. Utilize benefits. Use benefits to create a persuasive message that will be effective. Summarize, benefits can be used to create an effective persuasive message. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understand the client. In order to create an effective persuasive message, it is important to understand the client's needs and wants. This means taking the time to get to know them on a deeper level, beyond just their surface-level requests. Ask questions about their goals and objectives, what they are trying to achieve with this particular project or campaign, and how they envision success. Listen carefully for clues that will help you craft a message that resonates with them. Once you have gathered enough information from your conversations with the client, take some time to analyze it all in order to identify any patterns or common themes. What do they seem most passionate about? What values do they prioritize? How can you use these insights when crafting your persuasive message? Finally, consider how best to present your ideas in a way that speaks directly to the client's needs and wants. Think of ways you can make your argument more compelling by using language that resonates with them emotionally as well as logically. Main idea number 2. Using language to influence the client's thinking and behavior is a powerful tool for creating persuasive messages. By carefully selecting words that evoke certain emotions, you can create an atmosphere of trust and understanding between yourself and your client. Additionally, by using specific phrases or metaphors, you can help the client visualize their desired outcome in order to motivate them towards taking action. Furthermore, utilizing language to influence the client's thinking and behavior also allows you to reframe situations in a more positive light. This helps clients see problems from different perspectives, which can lead them to better solutions. Finally, by using language strategically during conversations with clients, it is possible to guide them towards making decisions that are beneficial for both parties. Main idea number 3. Establishing rapport with the client is an important step in creating a persuasive message that will be effective. Rapport involves building a connection between you and the client so that they feel comfortable and trust your words. This can be done through active listening, mirroring body language, using similar language to the clients, or simply being friendly and open. Once this connection has been established, it becomes easier to create an effective persuasive message. When crafting your persuasive message for the client, make sure to keep their needs in mind. Consider what would motivate them to take action on your proposal or product. Think about how you can use stories or examples that are relevant to them in order to illustrate why they should choose your solution over others available on the market. Finally, remember that establishing rapport is not just about making someone like you, it's also about understanding their perspective and finding common ground between both of you. By doing this effectively, you will have created a strong foundation for delivering an effective persuasive message. Main idea number 4. Metaphors are a powerful tool for persuasion. They can be used to create vivid images in the minds of your audience, allowing them to connect with and understand your message on an emotional level. Metaphors also help you make complex ideas easier to comprehend by comparing them to something more familiar. By utilizing metaphors in your persuasive messages, you can effectively communicate your point while engaging and inspiring your audience. When crafting a persuasive message using metaphors, it is important that they are relevant and meaningful. Choose metaphors that will resonate with the people you're trying to persuade and use language that is clear and concise. Additionally, ensure that the metaphor accurately reflects what you're trying to say. If it doesn't fit perfectly, then don't force it, as this could confuse or distract from the main point of your message. Using metaphors in persuasive messages can be an effective way of communicating complex ideas while connecting emotionally with an audience. When done correctly, they can help engage listeners while making sure they understand exactly what you're saying. Main idea number 5. Use visualization. Visualizing the desired outcome is an important step in creating a persuasive message. By visualizing the end result, you can create a powerful image that will be more effective than simply stating your goal. This visualization should include all of the details and emotions associated with achieving your desired outcome. Summarize, creating an effective persuasive message requires visualizing the desired outcome. This visualization should include all of the details and emotions associated with achieving your goal, as this will help to make it more convincing and memorable. Main idea number 6. Utilizing questions is an important part of creating a persuasive message that will be effective. By asking the client questions, you can gain insight into their needs and desires, as well as what motivates them. This information can then be used to craft a message that speaks directly to those needs and motivations. Additionally, by engaging in dialogue with the client through questioning, you create an opportunity for them to become more invested in your message. Questions should not only focus on gathering information from the client, but also on helping them understand why they need or want something. Asking open-ended questions allows clients to think critically about their own situation and how it relates to your product or service. Through this process of exploration, clients are able to come up with solutions themselves rather than being told what they should do. By utilizing questions when crafting persuasive messages, you are able to create a more meaningful connection between yourself and the client while also providing valuable insights into their individual needs and motivations. This helps ensure that your message resonates with them on a deeper level, which increases its effectiveness. Main idea number 7. Stories are a powerful tool for persuasion. They can be used to create an effective persuasive message by providing vivid examples of the desired outcome and inspiring people to take action. Stories can also help build trust and credibility with your audience, as they provide real-life examples that demonstrate how your product or service has helped others in similar situations. When crafting stories for persuasion, it is important to focus on the positive outcomes that result from using your product or service. This will help create an emotional connection between you and your audience, which is essential for successful persuasion. Additionally, make sure to keep the story concise and focused on one main point so that it does not become too long-winded or confusing. Finally, use language that resonates with your target audience. Speak their language and use words they understand so that they feel connected to the story you're telling them. By utilizing stories effectively in persuasive messages, you can increase engagement with potential customers while also building trust and credibility. Main idea number 8. Humor can be a powerful tool when it comes to persuasion. It can help break down barriers, create an atmosphere of trust and understanding, and make the message more memorable. When used correctly, humor can be an effective way to get your point across in a persuasive manner. When crafting a persuasive message that utilizes humor, it is important to consider the audience you are trying to reach. Different types of humor will appeal differently depending on who you are targeting with your message. Additionally, it is important not to overdo it. Too much humor may distract from the main point or even offend some people. It is also essential that any humorous elements fit naturally into the overall structure of your argument and do not detract from its effectiveness as a whole. Humor should be used sparingly and strategically so that it enhances rather than detracts from the persuasiveness of your message. Main idea number 9. Utilizing emotions in persuasive messages can be a powerful tool. By tapping into the emotional state of an audience, it is possible to create a message that resonates with them and encourages them to take action. To do this effectively, one must understand how people think and feel about certain topics or issues. This understanding allows for the creation of persuasive messages that are tailored to their specific needs and desires. When crafting a persuasive message, it is important to consider both the logical arguments as well as the emotional ones. Logical arguments provide facts and evidence, while emotional appeals tap into feelings such as fear, hope, joy, anger, or sadness. Both types of argumentation should be used together in order to create an effective message that will resonate with its intended audience. In addition to considering both logical and emotional appeals when creating a persuasive message, it is also important to use language that speaks directly to your target audience's values and beliefs. Doing so helps ensure that your message will have maximum impact on those who receive it. Main idea number 10. Utilizing repetition is an important tool in creating a persuasive message. By repeating key points, the audience will be more likely to remember and understand the message. This technique can help create a strong argument that will be effective in persuading people to take action or agree with your point of view. When using repetition, it is important to summarize what has been said before moving on to new information. This helps ensure that everyone understands the main points and keeps them engaged throughout the presentation. Additionally, summarizing allows you to emphasize certain ideas and make sure they are remembered by your audience. Repetition is an essential part of persuasion engineering because it helps reinforce key messages and ensures that they are understood by all members of the audience. By utilizing this technique effectively, you can create a powerful persuasive message that will have a lasting impact on those who hear it. Main idea number 11. Utilizing contrasts in persuasive messages can be a powerful tool to create an effective message. Contrasts draw attention to the differences between two ideas, making them stand out and become more memorable. By highlighting these differences, it allows for a stronger argument to be made that will resonate with the audience. For example, if you are trying to persuade someone of the benefits of one product over another, you could use contrasts by emphasizing how much better your product is compared to its competitor. When using contrasts in persuasive messages, it is important to make sure that they are relevant and meaningful. It should not just be used as a way of exaggerating or embellishing facts. Instead, it should focus on providing evidence-based arguments that demonstrate why one option is superior over another. Additionally, when creating persuasive messages with contrastive elements, ensure that there is enough detail provided so that readers can understand why this difference matters. Main idea number 12. Using examples to create a persuasive message can be an effective way to get your point across. Examples provide concrete evidence that support the argument you are making, and they help make abstract concepts more tangible for the audience. For example, if you were trying to persuade someone to invest in a new business venture, you could use examples of successful businesses that have been started with similar investments. This would demonstrate how investing in this venture could lead to success. Examples also allow people to relate their own experiences or knowledge back into the conversation. If you are trying to convince someone of the importance of recycling, for instance, providing them with examples from their own life may be more effective than simply telling them why it is important. You might talk about how recycling has helped reduce waste in their community or even show them pictures of what happens when we don't recycle. Finally, using examples helps keep your message focused and on track by providing specific points that can be discussed further if needed. Instead of just talking generally about why something should happen or why something is important, giving concrete examples allows people to understand exactly what it is that needs attention and action. Main idea number 13. Analogies are a powerful tool for persuasion. They can be used to create an effective persuasive message by comparing two seemingly unrelated concepts in order to illustrate a point or idea. By using analogies, you can make complex ideas easier to understand and more memorable for your audience. For example, if you wanted to explain the concept of risk in investing, you could use an analogy such as, "Investing is like driving on a highway. There are risks involved, but with proper planning and caution, you can reach your destination safely." This analogy helps people visualize the concept of risk in terms that they may already be familiar with. Using analogies also allows you to appeal to emotions and values, which can help strengthen your argument. For instance, if you were trying to persuade someone about the importance of taking care of their health, an analogy such as, "Your body is like a car, it needs regular maintenance and care in order for it to run smoothly," would likely resonate better than simply listing facts about why they should take care of themselves. Overall, utilizing analogies when crafting persuasive messages is an effective way to communicate complex ideas while appealing directly to people's emotions and values. It allows them to relate what might otherwise seem abstract into something tangible that they can easily understand. Main idea number 14. Utilizing visual aids is an effective way to create a persuasive message. Visuals can be used to draw attention, illustrate points, and help the audience understand complex concepts. For example, using diagrams or charts can make it easier for people to comprehend data-heavy topics. Additionally, visuals such as photographs or videos can evoke emotion in viewers and help them connect with the message on a deeper level. When creating visuals for your persuasive message, it's important to consider how they will be received by your target audience. Make sure that you use colors and images that are appropriate for the topic at hand and that won't distract from the main point of your presentation. Additionally, keep in mind any cultural sensitivities when selecting visuals so as not to offend anyone. Overall, utilizing visual aids is an excellent way to create a powerful persuasive message that resonates with audiences. By carefully considering which visuals best suit your purpose and taking into account any potential cultural issues, you can ensure that your presentation has maximum impact. Main idea number 15. Statistics can be a powerful tool when it comes to persuasion. By using statistics, you can create an effective persuasive message that will have a greater impact on your audience. Statistics provide evidence and facts that are difficult to refute, making them ideal for persuading people of the validity of your argument. When creating a persuasive message with statistics, it is important to make sure that the data you use is accurate and up to date. You should also ensure that the data is relevant to your topic and supports your argument in some way. Additionally, try to present the information in an easy-to-understand format so as not to confuse or overwhelm your audience. Finally, remember that while statistics may be useful for providing evidence for an argument, they should never replace other forms of persuasion such as storytelling or emotional appeals. When used correctly, however, statistics can be a very effective tool for convincing others of the merits of your point of view. Main idea number 16. Utilizing testimonials is an effective way to create a persuasive message. Testimonials are statements from people who have experienced the product or service being promoted, and they can be used to demonstrate how successful it has been for them. This type of evidence helps build trust with potential customers, as they can see that others have had positive experiences with the product or service. When creating a persuasive message using testimonials, it is important to focus on specific details about how the customer benefited from using the product or service. For example, if you are promoting a weight loss program, include stories about how much weight someone lost in a certain amount of time and what other benefits they experienced, such as increased energy levels or improved overall health. These types of specifics will help make your message more convincing. Testimonials should also be presented in an engaging manner so that readers will want to read them. Consider including quotes from customers along with their pictures and names so that readers can connect with them on a personal level. Additionally, consider adding video testimonials which allow viewers to hear directly from satisfied customers. Main idea number 17. Utilizing demonstrations is an effective way to create a persuasive message. Demonstrations can be used to show the audience how something works, or why it should be done in a certain way. By demonstrating the process or product, you are able to provide tangible evidence that supports your argument and makes it easier for people to understand and accept your point of view. Demonstrations also allow you to engage with your audience on a more personal level. You can use visuals, audio clips, videos, and other interactive elements as part of your demonstration, which will help keep their attention and make them more likely to remember what you have said. Finally, demonstrations can be used as an opportunity for storytelling. This allows you to connect with your audience emotionally by sharing stories about yourself or others who have benefited from using the product or service that you are promoting. Main idea number 18. Endorsements can be a powerful tool for creating persuasive messages. Endorsers are people who have used the product or service and can vouch for its quality, reliability, and effectiveness. By using endorsements from respected individuals in your target audience, you can create an effective message that will resonate with them. When selecting endorsers to use in your persuasive message, it is important to choose those who are credible and trustworthy. It is also important to make sure that the endorsement reflects positively on the product or service being promoted. Additionally, consider how well-known the endorser is within your target audience. If they are not widely known, then their endorsement may not carry as much weight. Once you have selected appropriate endorsers for your message, craft a persuasive statement that highlights their positive experience with the product or service. This should include details about why they chose it over other options available on the market and what benefits they experienced as a result of using it. Main idea number 19. Utilizing comparisons is an effective way to create a persuasive message. Comparisons can be used to draw attention to the differences between two things, or even highlight similarities. By comparing one thing with another, you can make your point more clearly and effectively than if you were just talking about it in general terms. For example, if you are trying to persuade someone that they should buy a certain product, rather than simply telling them why it's great, try comparing it with similar products on the market. Point out what makes this particular product stand out from its competitors and how it will benefit them specifically. This type of comparison will help your audience understand why they should choose this product over others. Comparisons can also be used when making arguments or presenting facts. For instance, if you want to prove that something is true or false, compare it with other evidence or research that supports your claim. This helps strengthen your argument by providing additional proof for your point of view. Overall, utilizing comparisons is an effective way to create a persuasive message that resonates with people and encourages them to take action. By highlighting the differences between two things or emphasizing similarities between different pieces of evidence, you can make sure that your message stands out from the rest. Main idea number 20. Utilizing benefits in persuasive messages is an effective way to get your point across. Benefits are the advantages that a person will gain from taking action or using a product, and they can be used to create powerful persuasive messages. By focusing on the positive outcomes of taking action or using a product, you can make it easier for people to understand why they should take the desired course of action. When crafting your message, focus on how the benefit will improve someone's life. Explain what problem it solves and how it makes things better for them. Make sure that you use language that resonates with your audience so that they feel connected to what you're saying. Additionally, provide evidence if possible so that people know why this benefit is important. By utilizing benefits in persuasive messages, you can create an effective argument for why someone should take action or purchase something. This approach allows you to connect with people on an emotional level while also providing logical reasons as well. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.